Russian and Ukrainian communities here in the U.S. are watching the war in Ukraine as it touches members of their families who still live there. Family histories and loyalties are more complex than national borders on a map. So we're going to take a few minutes now to hear a few of those personal stories. Reporter Camille Peterson takes us to a Russian restaurant in Manhattan.
Russian Samovar is surrounded by glittering Broadway marquees. But the restaurant's front door has two simple signs on it. Stand by Ukraine, no war, and a printed Ukrainian flag. Inside, there is a red carpet, a long wooden bar, and a white piano. John Retzios is drinking vodka infused with dill and horseradish. He's been coming here for almost 20 years.
I didn't even have to think twice about seeing that sign on the door because I saw it and it caught my eye and I was like, oh, of course, of course. We're all on the same page here.
But the restaurant's third-generation owner, Misha Von Schatz, worries other customers are staying away because of the Russian in Russian Samovar. He says in the first few days after the invasion, business already fell more than 50%.
We have many Ukrainians that work for us. We need business in order for them to make money, for them to support, send money out there.
Von Schatz is Russian and Ukrainian. He's trying to make it clear the restaurant supports Ukraine. He removed a bust of Putin from the dining room and is hoping to host fundraisers for Ukraine. He wants to gather the flags of every former Soviet republic state.
I want to tie them all together and raise the banner. We're all one. We're all supportive.
Von Schatz's biggest worry is his Ukrainian employees. One is stuck in Ukraine. He went to visit family a few days before Russia invaded. Others are terrified for their loved ones back home.
First thing I do is I come in, say, how's your family? How's everything? You heard from them?
The restaurant's accordion and piano player lost his niece, who had worked at an army base in Ukraine.
So I had a grown man, somebody I'd known for years, crying in my arms.
Am I supposed to be here, or am I supposed to go back?
For over 9 years, Maria Medvedeva has been a server here. She grew up in Kharkiv, where her family is hiding underground from Russian attacks. She's a pharmacist and says she could be helpful at home.
I'm not deserving to be here. I'm not deserving to have a food, you know, to sleep. But that's the only way you can help is you have to help them with the money.
She says her Russian coworkers are also grappling with the war.
They're so ashamed for their country, so ashamed, so embarrassed. And I'm seeing their eyes I'm sorry, I'm feeling bad, and also helplessness.
For Medvedeva, working at the restaurant, serving chicken Kiev and piroshki and honey cake is a distraction from group chats about bombings and where to find food.
What is going on? It shouldn't be in any part of this world at all. Nobody deserves this.
She fears that any moment she'll find out the day's phone call with her parents was the last. For NPR News, I'm Camille Peterson in New York.